The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene, how are you doing today?
What a day it has been. I think we've run the whole gamut of emotions today, from ecstatic to frustrated to wanting to bang our heads against the wall.
Well, I saw the pictures online of the aeroplane with all the different flags on, so I'm sure that's part of the ecstasy. Tell us more about that historic peace flight.
An absolute historical moment for Israel this morning. Flight LY555 and El Al flight. This time the Kiryat Malachi, it's normally the Kiryat Gat that does these peace flights, took off from Ben Gurion Airport, headed to Rabat, the capital of Morocco, with the delegations on board from Israel, from the United States, to meet with their counterparts in Morocco. This is all part of the normalization of the Abraham Accords, which sees this circle of peace between Israel and Muslim countries or Arab countries opening wider and wider and wider. And we are really hoping that more countries are going to join. It really is beneficial for everybody, but very, very exciting, because we've never had a direct flight from Israel to Morocco before. And of course, there are over a million Israelis absolutely ecstatic about this, not because we can go shop at the Shuk, although that is very exciting, but because over a million of us can trace our roots back to Morocco. And there's a very, very colorful, very, very in deep and incredible history that the Jews of Morocco and now also the Jews of Israel have to the country. But very important agreements are hoped to be signed. And we do know that about an hour or so ago, the flight landed safe and sound in Rabat. And now it's time to do talk tachlis, as we say here in Israel, and start talking about the agreements or memorandums of understanding that need to be signed. And these include issues on water, very, very important, a large part of Morocco being desert or arid, and Israel being a world leader in water technology. Also, the issue of visas. Will we need visas to fly to and from these countries? Investments, which is something also quite important, especially in terms of business. Set them up. Can we invest in business? What's going to happen? And aviation, which I'm sure involves that very, very important and spectacular discussion about direct flights between the two countries. Right now, we are seeing an incredible amount of flights between Israel and Abu Dhabi and Dubai. November statistics have it at least 50,000 Israelis visited the UAE. We are expecting this with Bahrain pretty soon. We know we have delegations in Bahrain at the moment negotiating the same kind of deals. And now we are in Rabat, Morocco, laying the foundations that will create the framework for these kind of deals, these kind of agreements to be signed. So very, very exciting times. And this follows, not related, but kind of related, if you're a lateral thinker like me, the news coming in earlier today that Israel's tech industry, despite all the challenges with Corona, have managed to raise a record $9 billion in funding this year. This is despite mergers and acquisitions being down, but that is no number to sneeze at. $9 billion, a record year for investment in tech in Israel.
Tell me, we were chatting yesterday about, once again, it looks as if elections are delayed, but now we hear that there's actually elections on the cards for the first quarter of 2021 in Israel.
Well, let me just say, Chad, Israel is a democracy. In fact, we love our democracy so much, we're doing it four times in 2 years. This will be the fourth election in 2 years that Israelis will have to endure, and I don't use that word lightly. But yeah, it looks like as of midnight tonight, the Knesset will dissolve and we will go to elections on the 23rd of March next year. So what has happened? It's been, as we say in Hebrew, a big balagan in the Knesset. The big issue was the budget and the delay of budgets and the finger pointing between Gantz's blue and white, Netanyahu's Likud party, on who is responsible for delaying the budget. And yesterday the blue and white, putting 5 points on an agreement they hoped to reach with the Likud, including passing a 2020-2021 budget. This is so important that these budgets get passed, because the various departments, including social welfare, education, severely impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, need to have those budgets to start working. And of course, this has been delayed. Also, one of the big issues in the Knesset yesterday was the fact that you've had members of both the Likud and the Blue and White defect from their respective parties and join Gideon. He's the Likudnik who has broken away from the party to form his own party. And if you are looking at current polls, you will know that the predictions have him coming into the Knesset, or entering the Knesset, with about 19 seats, which is no small achievement. You know, we've also had issues within the Blue and White of a mutiny. Some of the MKs yesterday voting against the proposal to delay the budget. The proposal to delay the budget passed its first round of votes, and we thought there would be a... It didn't pass the other rounds of vote, and as of dissolve and go to elections. And all I can say is, at least we get a day off out the house to queue at least, and maybe even have ice cream.
Awesome. In closing, although there was a peace flight out of Israel today to Morocco, I believe there's a lot of flights that have been cancelled coming into Israel.
Yes, we are very concerned about this mutant strain of corona. In fact, the Prime Minister referred to it yesterday as coronavirus 2.0. And as is the right of Israel and any sovereign nation, we can close our borders to any perceived threat, whether it be military or health. And I know it's taken with a lot of controversy in South Africa and in the UK, but, you know, we're not taking any chances. And the rulings that have been passed, 2 days ago, there was the ruling that anyone coming in from South Africa, the UK and Denmark would have to go straight to a coronavirus quarantine hotel. A number of UK citizens said they're not going to do this and promptly hightailed it back to the UK. As of yesterday, we announced that we will be closing our airspace to all foreign visitors except for diplomats, and any returning Israelis will have to go straight to quarantine hotels. This is for at least 10 days, at least until we have a better understanding of any perceived threats posed by this second strain of corona. At the moment, our numbers are very, very high, and there's a high possibility Israel's going to go into a third lockdown. Our health minister, Yuli Edelstein, saying just a little while ago that we passed a critical point. This is not a recommendation that's going to go down well with the business community, who have been stretched to their limits. But on the upside, and we can end on a more positive note, at least 30,000 people received their coronavirus vaccines yesterday, including somebody very, very precious to Israelis, Rav Israel Meir Lau, the former chief rabbi, who's also a Holocaust survivor. He's one of the boys of Buchenwald. Also, he is now the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, making sure that he's photographed. Very, very important, because he is the oldest ultra-Orthodox and most visible ultra-Orthodox candidate to have received his vaccine, which is very important to insofar as encouraging that community to get vaccinated.
Rolene, as usual, thank you so much. Look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Same time, same place, my friend.
There you go.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.